Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Woman arrested for DUI after driving into National 9 pool. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 36-year-old woman was arrested for drunken driving, careless driving, and driving without insurance after crashing her 2011 Ram truck into the National 9 Inns pool on Friday evening. According to Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, the incident occurred on Friday at around 6:32 p.m. as the woman was driving east through the National 9 parking lot, drove through a fence, and crashed into the pool, submerging the truck in water. The woman emerged unharmed. She admitted to police that she had been drinking while on medication and subsequently failed a sobriety test. She was arrested for DUI, careless driving, and driving without insurance, and the damages were estimated at over $1,000. Lawmaker reignites controversy over nuclear waste in Wyoming. Lawmakers in Wyoming are revisiting the proposal to establish a spent nuclear field waste repository in the state. Representative Donald Burkhardt of Rawlins, a key advocate, plans to introduce a draft bill in October. According to Wildfile, with Wyoming's fossil fuel revenues declining, Burkhardt argues that nuclear waste storage could generate over $4 billion annually for the state. He suggests the facility would be privately funded and operated with federal regulatory oversight. Critics like former Powder River Basin Resource Council advocate Jill Morrison argue that such a facility would harm Wyoming's image and public safety. Burkhardt's proposal includes a temporary facility for dry cask storage, potentially leading to reprocessing operations. Despite past legislative resistance and ongoing challenges in establishing a permanent repository, proponents believe that increased nuclear energy support could renew interest in waste storage solutions. Federal efforts to create a permanent repository have stalled, leaving temporary solutions like Burkhardt's proposal under consideration. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.